Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Bouchard, who forces him off the puck. Hyman has hit the crossbar. McDavid, a goal post here in the OT. McDavid picks one back to the net. Turns Hyman, scores! Game two to Edmonton. Final 5-4 in overtime.
Connor McDavid setting up Leon Draisaitl for the game winner in overtime. Explaining McDavid to maybe a hockey fan or a person that's never seen him play hockey, it'd be like if there were a player in the NBA that could jump 30 feet in the air. He can literally do things that other players can't do. He gets a full head of speed. He smokes Jack Eichel, who is hopeless on that play. Eichel, an elite defensive player, is smoked on that play, as he most would be, going face up against McDavid. And then, you know, incredible play from McDavid.
Like I said, it's the closest I've ever felt bad for Jack.
Yeah.
It's the closest I've ever like felt to being like, that's just a tough spot for
anybody,
player ever. Question.
Sure.
Hypothetical. Obviously, this is going to be a hypothetical. McDavid versus McDavid in that moment.
Oh, does McDavid smoke McDavid?
Yes.
Yes.
I think I agree. I know it's very much a hypothetical.
Listen, I know the Pope is from Chicago. Now we're doing the Ditka versus mini Ditkas bit. It's time to do it.
Would McDavid beat McDavid skating backwards?
Would Ditka stop McDavid?
That's the question.
Would McDavid beat the 85 Bears? That's where this is naturally going. Would McDavid be able to get through Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen? All right.
Not both. I'm saying not both, but
803-0550. All right, I want to tie together a couple of ends here and have a conversation about the Bills on Christmas.
Yeah. By the way, Jeremy, during break, sometimes I feel like we might need to get like have segments that are dedicated specifically to video during the break.
Yeah.
Because somebody could have photoshopped like a mad scientist. The things you were doing, you were like, wait, it's going to be here and they're going to announce this. He's like, no, I'm going to save it. I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to save it.
Well, this was always,
so here we go.
It's like the movie where it's been right in front of
yes,
us the whole time.
The
answer has been right in front of us the whole time. And I've got a guy, CJ on Twitter saying like, I've been saying this for a week. I've thought for a long time the Bills are going to play on Christmas. All right, let's tie the threads together and then decide how we want to do this. Bills fans, let's get on the phones with what you would prefer. That way we're not complaining about it after the fact. If we get on the record first, you get to complain afterwards. So here it is. The 2025 NFL schedule release is Wednesday, May 14th. The guests on that show include Jim Nance, Kevin Burkhardt, Al Michaels, and Deion Dawkins.
Oh!
Now that's Wednesday.
Right.
So The Buffalo Bills offensive tackle is just going to be one of the featured guests on the schedule release. My guess is, what are they going to do? They're going to want to have some conversations about the Bills' schedule. Deion, what do you think about blank? Now, what are the things they might ask Deion Dawkins about? I know. Well, Deion, we see the schedule here, and it looks like such and such will be the final game at Highmark Stadium regular season. What will that be like? Isn't that definitely a question for Dawkins as part of... Okay.
100%.
As part of the same story at NFL.com. Ahead of the release of the 2025 schedule, the league's broadcast partners will announce select games on the following days. Very well. Again, this is just a theory. I don't know this. I'm not reporting this. This is, I'm just tying together some threads. On Monday...
Three games get announced?
When we are back on Monday, on the Today Show... We find out a game from NBC. That's probably the NFL kickoff opener, the first game. Okay. Eagles and somebody in Philadelphia, the NFL kickoff Thursday night.
Eagles, Cowboys. No, it won't be division.
Could be.
It won't be division.
Fox will announce one. And
not going to be the Bills.
Prime Video will announce one. Now, let's go through the history of Prime.
Let's do it. Short.
It used to be that Prime would announce the first game. Chargers-Chiefs was announced as like a week two game. Maybe the first ever Prime game was Chargers-Chiefs. Then Prime got into the Black Friday game. What does Prime have this year? The third Christmas game.
Yep.
The first two are on Netflix, and the third one is on Prime. So Prime has a Christmas game. Prime gets to announce its big, hey, look what you can get on May 12th, Monday. They will announce... one of their games, will it not be the Bills on Christmas night? The night game, 8 p.m. in Buffalo, close the stadium with Josh Allen, the NFL MVP, against, you decide. Is that, you know, Patriots? Is that Cincinnati?
Yeah.
How big of a game do they want for that? You know, the NFL schedule always has a degree of gambling that this game will still be important way down the line.
Right.
But, you know, you do the best you can. Bills, home, Highmark, 8 p.m. Christmas night. That's my bet.
And that's the regular season finale at the stadium.
Yes. Yep. What a special occasion it would be.
Yes.
Would Bills fans feel more inclined to go on Christmas if it's, hey, it's the last one over here?
And if it's night, it's Christmas Day, yes. Yeah.
So I posted a couple of Twitter polls about this. One, if they're going to play on Christmas, I almost wanted to say, once we accept that they're playing on Christmas, the better off we're all going to be.
They are, yeah.
Would you prefer home or away on Christmas? Give us a call on this. We have wide open phone lines to Friday. We're, you know, mailing in the show. kind of. 803-0550. Would you prefer home or away? Would you prefer 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 8 o'clock? Doing that, I'm able to piece together another poll, a third one, all in, based on that, home 4, home 8, away 4, away 8. Guess what everybody wants as their most chose? Home 8 o'clock is the choice. 57% want it to be home. 42%, that's leading the way, would choose it to be at 8 p.m. on Christmas night. And home 8 p.m. when put up against other options, that is the number one choice.
Here's why I would make an argument for away. And I love the conversation about why it could be home and it'd be their regular season finale. I'm good. If that's the case, I'm good with that. I think it's a good idea. Here's why I would tell you I think I could make a case for that game if they're going to play a night game or even just any game on Christmas for it to be away. Because if it's on TV and it's away, it's a 3.5 hour investment on Christmas. If it's home, it's an 8 hour. It's an 8 hour time investment on Christmas.
That's right. There's no disputing that. I mean, when you see what time a game is, it's like, all right, well, 3 hours before.
Yep.
And 2.5 hours after.
Yep. Yeah,
there's no doubt about that.
It's a 8+ hour in time investment on Christmas, and I think a lot of people are going to have to. Listen, if it comes out, there's going to be lots of time to plan. So, people will be like, oh, we're really excited about it. That might be our best tailgate of the year. But I would tell you, I think for most people, for it being away, I think it's why having the away games on Thanksgiving have been good for Bills fans, is everybody can treat Thanksgiving normally, and then there's a Bills game inserted in the middle of it. And I think that's kind of how it would be if it was away. It'd be a normal Christmas with, instead of 24 full hours of A Christmas Story, it'd be like 18 hours of Christmas Story and then Bills football in the evening.
Thanksgiving prime time is also available.
Yeah.
And is that not a prime game? That's a Thursday night. That's Thursday night football. Maybe it's not Christmas night.
CBS, right, is the 12:30 game. Well, now 1 o'clock game.
Uh-huh.
CBS, Fox is the second game.
Uh-huh. And then NFL Network used to get that Thursday night game. But
it's prime, I would guess. Because I think NBC... No, it's been NBC.
It has? Okay.
Yes, because I remember they did the Thursday, and then they had to go back-to-back and do the Sunday night.
Okay. Well, could be Thanksgiving night. What if we get just like all the holidays?
I think there's a good chance that the Bills will have the most home primetime games they've ever had. I think they're going to get every network at home.
Yeah, that seems possible. And again, like 4:25 isn't exactly the prime time, but
it's the national
standalone.
Window.
Right, Nance and Romo are here for Bills.
But I think
Bills Bengals
Monday night, Sunday night, Thursday night, and a prime. Well, prime is. So what would be the other? Yeah, I think they're going to have a home primetime game on every network. This is the last year in the stadium, 100% to me. If they end up with, how many primetime games did they have last year without flex? 7?
You're allowed to have 6 and then add one in, I believe. Or 6 is the cap?
I think you can guarantee they're getting 6 with a potential flex at 7.
Yeah.
And 4 might be home.
If you had the power, would you undo it and play Sundays at 1 o'clock?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Isn't that just a thing we like to complain about without actually thinking we just want to play Sunday at 1 o'clock?
I remember...
Can anybody else...
Being envious?
Feel that?
I remember being envious of primetime. I'm no longer envious of primetime.
You would prefer zero. You prefer
not
to go back
zero.
To... Well, that's what I'm asking
one
you.
One or two.
You have the opportunity to go back to all Sunday at 1. You push that button?
Yeah, I would. Sunday 1 o'clock is just such an elite... It feels right. It feels like NFL football.
Nobody's seeing your games anymore. Well, I mean, you're still seeing some games. It's like 8 games out at a time.
Right.
You're not winning the MVP playing Sunday at 1.
Probably not. Well,
you might.
No, probably not.
You might.
Yeah.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. London is possible still.
Yeah.
But there's a report that actually both spots the Bills could go would be locked up. It could be Pittsburgh in Ireland.
Yep.
Or Cleveland in London, and there's a report that Minnesota will get both of those games.
I would really like, if they're going to get an international game, the Ireland game would be, it'd be a really good game. I don't care. I won't even care who the opponent is, but if Bill Steelers in Ireland, you have probably the two best traveling fan bases in the league. That would be good. That'd be really good.
It does mean we don't get to go try and take over Pittsburgh, which, depending how late in the season that is, and if Mason Rudolph's their quarterback or not. They might trade for Romeo Doubs. They might add Aaron Rodgers. Still, like, Pittsburgh's offseason's not over yet. I mean, they just made a
trade. No, it kind of feels like it's starting.
Right, they just traded a receiver. So, yeah. You know, it's definitely still happening. Anyway, who's the best? If they're going to play Christmas... Last year's Christmas games were good games.
They were good games.
They were four playoff teams in the AFC.
It was the Chiefs, right?
Chiefs and Steelers.
Yeah.
And Texans, Ravens.
And that game, I remember, we were invested in that Chiefs-Steelers game.
Yes, because if the Chiefs won, they locked up the one seed. And they did. Like it wasn't a close game either. They pretty much cruised the whole time.
Yeah, that wasn't even close.
No. And then Houston and Baltimore was the same. Didn't Houston get their doors blown off?
That was the Tank Dell game. Right?
That Tank Dell, what? Tank Dell got hurt. He got hurt against the Chiefs.
Okay, so that was after that.
Yes.
Okay. It was like a week after that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Texans, Chiefs. We were hoping for the Texans to show up. You know, it was a whole season of hoping the Chiefs would lose a game.
Yep.
It's one thing that... About last year, like, and whether or not the Bills are able to get the one seed, and if they can do that, it might be a year where the AFC is more balanced. I mean, are the Chiefs going to go 16-1 again? I know they lost two because they lost one that didn't matter, but that race was not all that interesting. When the Bills won that game here, that was to keep it interesting.
Yes.
And then they lost the next week.
For the right to keep it interesting.
Yeah, and then it was kind of over.
Yeah.
At that point. The one seed would be nice.
The one seed would be great. We've been chasing that. The extra week, we've been the Bills have been chasing that.
The get healthy week.
For not
just
6 years.
Not just the get healthy week, the two get healthy weeks. I mean, the Chiefs got 2 weeks to get healthy. And the Bills, of course, you know, suffered more injuries along the way. 2 years ago, that was the case when they were down to the wire to try and beat Miami, which they did. They lost a lot of guys on the way, and it hurts you in the playoffs.
Like,
yeah. I mean, the way that their schedule lines up this year, they've got obviously a really tough home schedule.
The fifth easiest schedule I saw.
It's just, it's top heavy, and there's a lot of pushovers.
Yes. You're going to play the Jets twice.
The Jets twice, the Dolphins twice.
The Browns.
You'll be favored. Joe, yesterday or Wednesday, wondered, will they be favored in every game? When
maybe not
the
Baltimore.
Schedule comes out, Baltimore is
home.
Is home.
Yeah.
And they beat Baltimore last time they played. Will they be favored in every game they play?
They were underdogs. They were dogs at home in the playoffs.
In the playoffs, that's right.
So
but when the schedule comes out, you'll get look-ahead lines for every single game. They'd be favored?
It'd be very close. I think so.
They were favored against the Chiefs. They're always favored against the Chiefs.
They always are.
They've been favored in Arrowhead against the Chiefs.
Yep. They sure have been. Was that 13 seconds?
They were not favored in 13
they
seconds.
They weren't.
No.
It was the next year.
I don't know. Yeah, they're
Are you sure it wasn't 13 seconds?
No, they were not favored to beat them in 13 seconds, no. I don't believe so. What I'm saying, they've been favored to beat the Chiefs. They've been favored to beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead in the regular season.
Yes. Okay.
Playoffs. I think last year might have been a pick 'em or a 1-point game. We don't talk about that game.
No, we don't. Last year's game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like the defense was terrible and there were a couple of bad spots.
A couple of bad spots and a
fourth and five.
And a drop that you feel like, you know.
Yeah. I guess we do talk about that game.
We do. Yeah. Just not in the same framing as 13 seconds for obvious reasons.
Sure. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. I went back because of the Gabe news. I did see all of Gabe's catches from that game.
Sure.
So I saw a little bit of that game and Allen and just, you know, rifling the ball down the field all over the place.
I don't ever think we should normalize how good – how insane that performance from Gabe Davis was and how much of an outlier it was for the rest of his career.
No.
Is there another player in NFL history, especially at the wide receiver position, that has ever had such a outlying one-game sample size and such a mediocre, norm of who he is? Like, just such a one-game wonder. It's hard for me to fathom how you even get to a place where you can be that good in one game and not get remotely close to that ever again in one other game.
Yeah, you had 200 yards. And last year, I mean, he had a lot of injuries. Last year for the season, he had 239.
Yeah.
But he got hurt a bunch.
He did get hurt a bunch.
I mean, mediocre, sure.
Yes.
I don't want to.
Wide receiver 2.5.
Okay, sure.
That's what he is.
I don't want to downplay Gabe too much. I mean, Gabe was a nice player.
He was.
It was a great draft pick for the Bills. It was a good success story. And, you know, that was definitely his finest hour.
And there's nothing wrong with that being his finest hour. It's just, to me, him being, and because of that game, there was such an, I think, unfair optimism for him to use that game as a leaping board for him to be a great player, to be a true wide receiver too. Like, that game makes you think he's got T. Higgins level ceiling. It just never materialized.
No.
Never materialized. It just was never as good. It wasn't even half as good. Is his next best game the Steelers game? It's basically one catch.
Well, if you're looking just for production, he had two big catches in that game, two big touchdowns.
Yeah.
You know, he had his big moments. He had moments where he came through. I mean, we called him Big Game Gabe in part, because of 13 seconds. Yeah. But against the Colts in the playoffs, he was very, very good. Made a lot of important
catches.
That's right.
Especially at the end of that game, at the end of the half.
He's a big-time success story for the Bills in terms of, you know, using a pick.
And developing it,
and then saying goodbye at the right time.
Yeah.
Which is,
clearly,
a big part of it.
Clearly.
Yep. I bet he catches on somewhere like I don't know, this weekend, soon?
Yeah, it'll be soon for him. And like you said Pittsburgh, I said New York. Both of those teams could use a big outside receiver. Makes a ton of sense. He's got history with Dable. That's where I would think it makes sense. But yeah, he'll be – I do find it like the Jaguars really changed that room in a year.
Yeah.
I mean, Brian Thomas Jr. was the nice piece they had there, but it was Christian Kirk and Gabe. That was supposed to be their duo, and both are gone in 1 year. Brian Thomas and
Travis Hunter.
It's going to be
so
awesome.
Yesterday, off the air, Josh, he got on a fake report.
The number thing where he was going to switch from 12 to 21.
Which I think, half kidding, should be real.
I also saw that tweet, and I knew
Travis Hunter was going to have to wear different numbers at cornerback and wide receiver, which is, of course, absurd.
Yes, absolutely absurd.
He said it. I thought, there's no way that's true, but maybe it should be. Maybe you have to go to the sideline every time and change from, 21 to 7.
Velcro numbers.
Ooh.
See? You've already solved the problem. Just swap a new number on to play the different position. I liked it.
I thought Velcro numbers a lot.
I thought it made sense. 803-0550, our phone number. It's Jeremy and Nate. Nate's in for Joe today if you want to give us a ring. And Bill's on Christmas. I expect it. We might find out as early as Monday. Maybe Thanksgiving night, but get yourself ready for that primetime schedule. When we return, Dane Smith of the Buffalo Bandits. Bandits are on to the NLL Finals, waiting for an opponent. We'll chat about that with Dane as they get geared up for the finals. You can get tickets, of course, still. So it's coming up. A little Bandits talk on the other side here on WGR.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Dane Smith with the ball inside the Vancouver zone, scores! The great Dane hesitated, stuttered, and let it go and found Twine.
Bandits playing a bit of a waiting game here. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Joe's out today. Nate Geary is in. And when the finals get rolling, they'll be here on WGR. Bandits finals airing at WGR, and game one is Friday of next week, 7 p.m. pregame, 7:30 start. Joining us on the Western Hotline is Dane Smith. Dane, good morning. It's Jeremy and Nate here. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you doing?
We're all right. What are you guys doing to just burn this time? I mean, the layoff is it may be a nice break.
Yeah, you know what? Typically, I don't usually like the bye weeks because the momentum that we're kind of going into, we're playing well right now. That being said, we have an older team. And the teams that are on the other side are a little bit younger, so this well-rested time is nice. And we also played at the end of the year 12 games in 10 weeks, which didn't really help.
You also you mentioned older team. And this is – you guys have experience in this department. The number of times you've been this far, of course, like going for a third consecutive, like this has to feel normal, or is it new every time?
It's I'd say it's new every time. It's every year you find a different way to win. Our first year we finished first, and I feel like we were expected to win. The second year
We were barely going to make playoffs, and we had to win in a different way. And this year has just been a kind of a roller coaster of a ride. So it's kind of cool every time we get to this spot.
You guys have had, you know, like successes and times where you fell short. Is it kind of a lesson about how, you know, the regular season is the regular season, but there's a peaking at the right time? Like last year would have been an example of that.
Oh, most definitely. You know what? It's a like you said, it's about peaking at the right time. I feel like our team started off the season very hot, and then we kind of went through our bumps and bruises throughout the year. And at this point, it's very nice to kind of find a way to win throughout these playoffs.
Dana, I saw a stat that said the Bandits average more attendance than 13 NHL teams. Yeah. And like 9 NBA teams. When you guys play those games at home and you know teams are coming in and aren't necessarily experiencing that every night they play, how big of an advantage, maybe more than in other sports, does your home field advantage play for you guys?
Oh, it's huge. And at the beginning of the year, you want to host playoffs throughout at home, and it's for that reason. That being said, I know a lot of teams love coming to Buffalo to play, and trying to win in front of a sold-out crowd is probably pretty cool as well. But when there's 19,000 fans screaming and shouting when you score goals or when you make a big play or big hit, it's amazing to have. So I think it kind of works both ways.
Dane Smith on the Western Hotline ahead of the Bandits Finals. You know, you've got a big group here that also lives here year-round. Do you feel like that's something that has, I don't know, helped to kind of form team bonds and led directly to on-the-field results because there's so many guys that are around and so close?
Yeah, most definitely. I feel like it's not very often for teams to have that ability. And luckily, a lot of guys here in Buffalo want to be here. Scott Loeffler has done a great job at setting us up here and making us enjoy it. And we work out together every day, and there's about, when I first started, there used to be three or four of us that lived here, and now there's probably more than half the team that lives down here in Buffalo. So it's an amazing city, and personally, I married a girl from Buffalo, and now I live here, so it's grown on me so much.
Dane, how has it changed since you first got here? You've been with the Bandits for a long time, and whether that's just the NLL or the Bandits or being you, I mean, you know, is it different going out on the town now than it used to be 5 years, 10 years ago for you?
Yeah, most definitely. It's a lot different now than it used to be. I mean, the fans are so welcoming. I feel like I go places and I get recognized, and it's all good things. It's just so much different than anything I've ever been used to. Obviously, coming here in 2012, it's been a lot different. In the sense where it wasn't built the way it is now. It's a lot nicer down by the rink and whatnot, and it's pretty cool to see the development here in Buffalo.
Dane Smith joining us on the Western Hotline. You were also selected as Team Canada's captain for the World Box Lacrosse Championship last fall in Utica. And, you know, international lacrosse, it feels, with the Olympic Games coming up as well, feels like that's about to take the sport to another level.
Oh, most definitely. You dream to represent your country as a kid. Obviously, you dream to play at the highest level you possibly can. And now that the Olympics is in conversation, it's an amazing thing for the sport of lacrosse. Obviously, it's huge here in Buffalo, which is amazing. But that's the next step forward. I'm hoping I'm not too old by that time. And that's my goal.
Will you, like, you get, how long can you make it? Can you make it Tom Brady's age? I mean, like, you know, some guys are able to stick around for a long time. He's got the tips and the tricks, you know, the diet, whatever you got to do.
Yeah, I definitely take care of my body way more than I used to. Obviously, our coach, John Tavares, played till he was 44. By no means am I trying to limp out of bed as much as I do now. But that being said, I want to play as long as I possibly can at a high level. And
and everything else hopefully take care of itself.
You might find out who you play as soon as tomorrow. The Russian Thunderbirds play. That series is still underway. So, you know, when things get back up and running, we might have a matchup. You know, this is where everybody asks, like, do you care who you play? And I would imagine you don't. Is there's nothing going on there as long as you're back home in front of the Bandits fans?
Yeah, exactly. You know what? We tried success against both those teams this year, both close matchups. That being said, obviously, when it comes to playoffs, it's right out the door and new game plans, and they're both great teams. And like you said, I'm just happy that we get to host playoffs here in Bandland.
All right. Well, best of luck, and you know, will you be watching tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'll definitely be watching, kind of see what they've been doing, but I'll be watching.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Dane.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Dane Smith of the Bandits. Their game one, whenever they play, is going to be Friday of next week, 7:30 start, 7 o'clock pregame. You can hear the game here on WGR. Dane's on a short list of professional athletes that I have been in the same gym working out with. That list includes Dane Smith, a couple of NHLers here and there, and also Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, that's a good one. Because that is, he's borderline not even human.
Brock Lesnar is like if the Hulk walked into a room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so him in his natural habitat.
And about to work out.
It's like seeing, I assume it's like what it was like to see like a white leopard. Like in the wild.
The
like,
snow
oh my
leopard.
God, did I just see a snow leopard in the wild? A woolly mammoth? Like that's about as cool/rare of an instance that you would probably ever have.
Yep. UFC was in town. He was over at the Harbor Center gym, Impact there. And you know what you do when you see Brock Lesnar walk into a gym?
Don't make eye contact.
You say, holy bleep, that's Brock Lesnar.
And don't make eye contact. I don't want. What if my eye contact interrupted his concentration?
I'm not going to talk to him.
No. You don't talk to Brock Lesnar when he's working out.
I do not. That's right. That's right.
You don't touch the fence at the zoo, and you certainly don't go up to Brock Lesnar in the gym.
That was the second time when you see someone like that that's larger than life, there's another time at a UFC event in Columbus, walking outside the arena, I was like walking through the parking lot, and he walked right in front of me, and that's like a planet blocking out the sun. Like, whoa, who's that? Oh, that's Brock Lesnar. He's pretty awesome.
Have you ever seen like a true NBA giant in person before?
No.
Like a center?
Like a 7-footer?
Yeah,
no.
Like Shaq
or Chet? Like, no. No,
so
I have not.
I was younger and I went to a Toronto Raptors game. And they were playing Houston and Yao Ming wasn't playing, but he was on the bench in a suit.
He was seated on the bench and you was taller than you standing, right?
Yes. And seeing what, like the tailor that had to create a suit for Yao Ming it's the biggest suit I've ever seen. The size doesn't exist. That was the craziest thing I've ever seen in person was Yao Ming in person.
I went to a Knicks game and I saw Steven Adams and
he's
an
animal.
He's a giant person.
Australian animal.
Yeah. All right, Dane Smith, good luck to the Bandits. It's next week, next Friday, that they'll be home against either the Rush or the Thunderbirds. Game two in that series is tonight. Going to break in. 803-0550 and 1-888-552-550. Again, the Bandits finals, those are going to be here on WGR if you want to give a listen. Halifax and Saskatchewan tonight and tomorrow. So by the end of the weekend, we'll know what the status is for the finals. Back to back to back. Going for it. Jeremy and Nate. Nate's in for Joe. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR. Do you have the WGR VIP golf card? You can get it at getmyperks.com. It is $129 for a lot of things that you can use if you're a golfer. Maybe a good gift here. It helps benefit PGA Hope, and here's how it works. You get a dozen golf balls from Encore Golf. You get $25 to Rick Zurek Golf Warehouse. You get an hour at Golf Dojo. You get 18 holes Destroyer Park Golf, 18 holes Atticus 10th Hole, 18 holes Diamond Hawk, 18 holes Shamrock Hills. Am I listing everything yet? Like all that for the price of $129, so you're saving an awful lot. Go to getmyperks.com and buy one. It's a great gift. Early golf season. I mean, we probably wish the season was a little further along right now. It's pretty rainy, Nate. It happens. So it's still early golf season. Give this as a gift. Father's Day.
Still plenty of time.
Mother's
yes.
Day. Give it for Mother's Day. It's a great idea for a gift. WGR VIP golf card. Get them before they're gone. Doing some golf today. Was Dane Smith out on a golf course? Anytime I hear birds chirping, he could have just been in his backyard. We should have asked him if he was out playing golf.
He's a golfer. He's pretty good, too. Plays at my club.
Yeah?
Him and he's got a couple other bandit buddies that play. They're out there, especially in the summertime. They're out there a bunch. They love it.
Yeah, well, it's golf.
And then, you know, they've been playing two seasons. They've been playing, like, in the other professional, the outdoor league. So they're getting their fix of lacrosse in, so they could take time to play a little golf. It wouldn't hurt them.
Right. 25 years ago today, a Sabres-Bruins series.
Oh, 25.
25. That's way back. That's before I'm watching the Sabres and here. Byron 25. Defoe in net.
Yeah, wow.
Yep. They beat Boston in Boston to even a series at one game apiece.
How long ago was the Pittsburgh series?
Kasparaitis?
Yes, Kasparaitis.
Isn't that 25?
Is it?
2001?
Yeah.
99-2000?
So, Kasper, my first Buffalo sports memories. Music City Miracle, Kasparaitis.
2001, Eastern Conference Semis.
I'm a cursed child. I was a cursed sports child.
What's changed?
I'm a cursed sports adult.
The Royals have won. You like the Royals.
And that was good for me. That was a good experience for me. Yes. Since then, Notre Dame has been to the national championship twice.
Have they done in those games?
They have not done well.
Okay.
Haven't done well. Better this last time. It was kind of close. They made it seem closer than it was.
Yeah.
That was a tough watch for me. But yeah, Sabres, Eastern Conference Finals, 99. Like, I remember a little of that. Apparently, that was Bulldog's wedding night.
Yes.
Which is even crazier. That's crazy. Well, not Game 7, right? Or was it Game 7?
It was Game 6.
It was Game 6, yeah. Okay.
Series ended in 6.
Yes, Game 6, yes.
You know, maybe the Bills win the Super Bowl this year, and a million people like you and I that have had our sports lives defined by not winning just all of a sudden have that big, shiny, boom, resume builder.
I also think that opens the floodgates for, like, all of my sports teams.
Yeah?
I did genuinely think for a little while, as the Bills and Irish were both sort of moving along in late January, that had Notre Dame won the national championship, first of all, I would have won some money. I would have then taken my winnings and placed them on a Bills bet to win the Super Bowl. It's too bad that
did not happen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Get a chance to do that.
Maybe they'll win it this year.
Sammy P had some money on Notre Dame.
Who?
Sammy P.
I don't know who that
is. The afternoon show. I can't say his last
name. Who's
that? Sam Petalianovich.
Oh, all right.
From BetQL.
Well, good for him.
Well, no, he didn't win any.
Oh,
yeah, right. He had a lot of money on Notre Dame.
Bad for him.
Yeah, bad for him. Bad for him. He had a lot of money on Notre Dame. And he kept kind of telling me, and I kept asking him, are you gonna cash out? He said, no, I'm not going to cash. All right, well, I'm not going to cash out. I also had a long-standing Notre Dame bet that obviously didn't pay out.
We are going golfing today. We're not golfing together. You're going. Owen and Josh and I are going to go play some golf today. You could answer this question objectively.
Yes, I can.
And I'll ask it. Consider me a moderator in this situation, so I'm not talking trash about their golf games. I'm just the moderator here.
Okay.
Which is worse, because in the last week plus, we have Exhibit A, Josh.
Yep.
Who hit a tee shot approximately 2 inches directly into the ground right in front of the
tee. Nice. Did it plug?
Oh, way in.
Yes.
Where the contact was made.
It's a good top.
I would have needed a hand trowel to dig it out.
Yeah. Right in the ground to the point where it was like, thwack, I lost it. It's in the ground. What's worse, that or Owen, who, you know, in the midst of a good round, had a brief mistake where he whiffed.
Missed the ball.
Yeah. Completely missed.
Which is worse?
Definitely missing the ball.
Whiffing is worse.
Yes.
A foot slip, you know, it was tough.
Missing the ball.
It was not good.
Is way worse than topping it and putting it a foot in front of
it's
you.
It's so demoralizing.
Yes.
It's so demoralizing.
I've seen good golfers do that. Like, hey.
Can you remember the last time you whiffed?
No.
Yeah.
That was the
I don't
first
know
time
that I ever
in a
have.
While I'd done that.
Yeah. Oof. I mean, I had a year of the S words.
Yes.
I don't remember the last time I went, but a year of the S words. That's why I'm allowed to make fun
totally.
Of
you.
Like, totally. Your one bad shot. I had a year of
oh,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeremy and I were playing together one day, and he had a case of the S's.
You've seen it.
And he just was like, "Hey, man, I'm gonna get going." we were on 16, and Jeremy just picked up his bag,
walked
out of the cart, and he walked.
Yep.
I mean, that went through my head when I missed the ball. You know, it was only on, what was that, 12? So that was a little early to pull the shoot.
Nate, I got to go home. I got to go home.
This is not,
puts the bag on the shoulders.
Sometimes you got to know when to call
walked
it.
Walked off the course.
You got to know when to
call
it.
Yeah, that's right.
Know yourself.
Nothing good is happening anymore here.
Know your game.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
It just shows my my resilience.
Right. Ability to bounce back. I'm sure you golfed the next day, in fact. I don't know. Actually, I think you took a little break after that.
I don't know. I might have wanted to. 803-0550. We talked a little about the Bills on Christmas as an idea, just because the schedule comes out next week. And there's definitely a lot of stuff pointing to prime time, maybe Christmas, last year at Highmark, lots of different things. Deion Dawkins is going to be a part of the scheduled release show on the NFL Network. He's the only player listed in the press release that's going to be a part of it. So whether that's talking Bills schedule, Bills stadium, we kind of pieced all that together. So if you want to throw that at us or thoughts on that, we'll have it. 803-0550. Jeremy and Joe, Nate in for Joe here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.